Today's shiur is Masechta Erevin Daf Mem Gimel. We will begin in Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, the third line. Amram Nachum by Yitzchak. In our previous shiur, we discussed the machlokes that we had in the Mishnah between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar versus Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva regarding traveling on a boat. If somebody's traveling on a boat on Shabbos, is the boat have the rules of a tchum? Was the entire boat considered like four amos? And Gamaliel's opinion was that the entire boat is considered like four amos. And the Gemara gave two explanations in understanding Rabbi Gamaliel's opinion. One explanation that the Gemara offered was because Rabbi Gamaliel holds Rava's explanation that since there are mechitzas, there are walls around the boat, the entire boat is viewed as $1 amos. That was one explanation. The other explanation the Gemara suggested was Rav Zeira's explanation that since the boat is in constant motion, one is not kind of shvisa. So we mentioned a number of pshatim, what that means, but the boat is in constant motion. Then the Gemara asked why Rav Zeira doesn't agree with Rabba and why Rabba cannot agree with Rav Zeira. So the Gemara said the reason Rav Zeira didn't agree with Rabba was because Rav Zeira held that the walls of the boat are not there for the purpose of being mechitzes. The walls of the boat are lahavriach mayim hem asuyas. They're only there to prevent the water from penetrating. That was why Rav Zeira did not agree with Rabba. But then the Gemara asked, why doesn't Rava agree with Rav Zeira? So the Gemara said that the reason he doesn't agree is that he does agree. And he says, in fact, if the boat were in motion, everybody would agree with Rav Zeira's concept that a boat in motion, one is in kohen shvisa, there's no problem of tchumim. The entire discussion we learned was only according to when the boat is not in motion. That Rav said was the basis of the machloikis that we had in the Mishnah. Says Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Masnisa Nami Deka, our Mishnah also seems to indicate that b'malechus loypligi, that if the boat is in motion, everybody agrees with the concept that Rav Zeira taught us. B'mai, what's the proof? Says Rav Nachman Yitzchak, for me to say so. So it says, let's learn the words of the Mishnah. Midiktani, we learned in our Mishnah, Maisa Shabbat Pandarsim, there was a situation that the Tanoim were coming from a place called Pandrasim, Vefligas Finasa Biyom, and they arrived at a certain place, and they were kind of shvisa them there, and all of a sudden the wind blew, and Hefligas Finasa Biyom, and they couldn't get off and be at the place that they wanted to be kind of shvisa. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says the Gemara Hochu as Kula. They walked throughout the entire area of the boat. Rabbi Shur Rabbi Kiva lo yizozu me'avra amos. Rabbi Shur Rabbi Kiva didn't move. Says the Gemara, but listen to the words of the Mishnah. Shirotzu lahachmer latzvam. They wanted to be machmer. So points out the Gemara. Yeah, b'shlom b'malachas le'pligi. If we will understand, as Rava just taught us, that when the boat is in motion, everybody agrees that they're not kohen shvisa. The wording of the Mishnah is very understandable. We could understand what the Mishnah says, that they wanted to walk the entire area of the boat, but they were machmer, for they were concerned, dilma amda. Maybe the boat will stop, and when the boat will stop, we don't have Rav Zeira's svara. Eli Amrit, Pligi, that they're arguing an all situation. And they're even arguing when the boat is in motion. So we need to understand the wording of the Mishnah, asked the Gemara. It shouldn't have said in the Mishnah that they wanted a machmer. According to way that, if that was the case, it's suruhu. So it must be that it's everybody agrees when in their emotion there's no machlaikus. So Taisus asks, this is a beautiful point from the wording of our Mishnah. What will Rav Zeira, who says that they that they, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shua, even argue when it's moving, what will they say to this? So Taisa says that they, Rabbi Zeir will say that the words of the Mishnah of Rotzel Hachma is Atzman is just a wording of the Mishnah, but really it doesn't mean that it was just a Chumrah. Rotzel Hachma Atzman means that that's what they held, the Halacha says. Or another pshat, which will be very much relevant to the next sugya, that the boat that was above 10 tefachim, and as we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem very soon, in an area that's above 10 tefachim, there may not be perhaps an issa tchum, and since the boat was above a sarah tefachim, that's why there was no concern of tchum. The Ritva says that the reason Rav Zeira says, will explain that they use the word rotsu in the Mishnah, because they weren't sure what the halacha is. And we have a rule that Sofak the Rabbanon lahakel. And as we've been discussing, most are of the opinion that Erevin is a Rabbanon. So by right, they should have been Mekel, and that's why the Mishnah uses the words Rotsu l'hachma, particularly since Rav Gamliel was being Mekel. So you have two reasons that they should be Mekel. One is because it's a Drabonon. Erevin is a Drabonon. Secondly, because they have Rav Gamliel, the great Rav Gamliel, who's being Mekel. And that's why the Mishnah preferred to use the words Rotzel l'hachmer, even though those aren't appropriate words. The words that really should have been used, the word that really should have been used in the Mishnah, is that was truly their opinion, as Rav Zeira holds. Rav Ashi, but Rav Ashi says that another proof that they're not, like Rava told us, that when the Sfina is mahalachis, when the Sfina is moving, there is no machloikis. So it says, Masnisa Namideka, let's continue learning the Mishnah. The Tani we learned in the Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah, Sfina Dumi the Deir Sahar. The Mishnah spoke about a situation where somebody was taken to a Deir Sahar. And the Mishnah also spoke about a situation where a person was in the boat. Now, Ma Deva Sahar, when we speak about a Deva Sahar, there's no question, the Kvi, it's a place that's encompassed by Mechitza, so it must be, Av Sfina Nami, when we speak about a boat, it's a place that's Kvi, that has full-fledged walls, like Rava said, and therefore the Machloikis is only in a situation where they're standing, like a Deva Sahar, not when they're in motion. When they're in motion, everybody will agree, there's no problem. Amalei, Rav Acha Brei, the Rav Rav Ashi. Hilchus Rav Gamliel Sfina. He said that Halachas by Sfina. Isn't that an indication? Hilchus, whenever the Gemara used the words Hilchus, as the Mashal explains, if we don't find anywhere else Tanoim that disagree with Rav Gamliel regarding the Sfina, so that is an indication that when we see Hilchus, there must be somebody that disagreed. So we see, but there's no indication in our Mishnah, asked the Gemara, that there is a machloikish. Answers the Gemara, in. There is a machloikish regarding a boat, for Tanya, as the Brisa clearly teaches us, Chananya Oimer, Kolay Soyoim Yosha Tanoim V'dvar Alocha, that entire Shabbos, that these Tanoim were on the boat, they were debating, Emes, and they said, Achriya, Achi Abba, they decided that Rabbi Yeshua, who was the brother of my father, Alokka Rabbi Gamliel Basrina, Alokka Rabbi Gamliel, Alokka Rabbi Kiva Badeva Sar. So the Maskana, we see that there's a machloikis Tanoim by a standing boat, and Rabbi Yeshua passing like Rabbi Gamliel, that you could walk the entire area of the boat. And that's the way Rashi says as well. Rashi brings in parentheses a different pshat, but that's the pshat that Rashi says. And in fact, the Ri in Tosfos says that people who light candles on a boat on Erev Shabbos and eat there and rely therefore that they will be able to travel on Shabbos are not acting appropriately because they're traveling on Shabbos. The Torah, quoting the Bahag, says that if somebody was koneh shvisa on a boat on Erev Shabbos, he takes a lenient opinion, and he says you could enter that boat even on Shabbos, but he quotes the Ri, who is strict. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Resh Mem Ches Sif Gimel says that if somebody was on the boat from when he made Kiddush, then he could travel, he could stay in the boat even though the boat starts traveling on Shabbos. The Ramah over there says that, like we just quoted from the Bahag, that even if somebody left the boat after he made Kiddush, he could come back. And that's what the Magen Avraham paskens as well. Asked the Beis Meir, how could we allow that? How could we say the fact that he was there for Kiddush on Friday evening, presumably by Ben Hashmoshes, should allow him to travel on Shabbos? Isn't the fact that Kinyan Shvisa will allow you that you can walk in the entire boat, but the Reed just taught us that you can't stay on the boat to travel further because you're not allowed to travel on a boat because there's an Isser of Shita that we're concerned that just like you're not allowed to swim because you may come to build a raft, here too it should be also to travel, start a trip on a boat on Shabbos. So Dar Zerua says that we could be lenient. And the reason he could be lenient is that when is there a gezerah of shaitan? That's only if you're not on the boat as Shabbos begins. But if you're on the boat as Shabbos begins, that gezerah doesn't apply. And he says, by right, you wouldn't even have to make Kiddush. The only reason the Ramah says you should make Kiddush is because making Kiddush shows that this is truly the place where you want to be Koine Shvisa. Ask the Gemara Bar Rab Chananya, Yesh Tchumim Lamala Masara? Is there a concern of Tchumim above Asara Tvachim? Or Ain Tchumim Lamala Masara? Or there's no problem of Tchumim above Asara Tvachim? There's a very interesting language, terminology used by the Chassam Sofer and the Shas Tshuvas Chassam Sofer, Chelek Vav Simet Tzadiches. He says, I need to find the Rebbe, he says. What's the question based on? What does that have to do l'mala mesara, mata mesara? He says, yes, as we've been learning Masechet Shabbos, so of course, l'mala mesara and l'mata mesara have very relevant repercussions when we speak about Rishos Shabbos, Rishos Yochel, Rishos Rabbim, Karmelis. But what does that have to do what does that have to do with Hilchos Tchumim? So the Mishnah Berura actually says, the Mishnah Berura really tries to address this in Siman Tov Talad Sif Katan Aleph. He says, anywhere that's over 10 Tfachim is not a Mokum Hiluch. It's not a place where people travel. People travel on the earth. And therefore, since it's not a Mokum Hiluch, the Gemara's question is very understandable. Since it's not a Mokum Hiluch, is there a halacha of Tchumim or not? So the Ramban says, what's the nafgamina regarding the shaila? One is, if somebody ben ashmoshes, which as we keep on learning in our masechta, is the time when we kind of shvisa, was in a place that was lamal mesara tfachim. If we say that yesh tchumim lamal mesara, so then he will have been kind of shvisa in that spot, and his tchum shabbos, like in all halachas, goes from that spot. But if ain't chumel malam esara, so he's not kind of shvisa at all. And he's not kind of shvisa at all. He's not kind of shvisa until he gets to wherever he's going to be for Shabbos, and that becomes his makam, and from there he'll have 2,000 amos. Another nafkamina, as we'll see in the Gemara, points out the Ramban, is if somebody left his tchum. But he was lamala masara. Different examples that the Gemara will give or will give. Is there going to be a problem if he goes outside of his tchum? We keep on discussing that we're limited to a tchum of 2,000 mil. The question is, if you left your tchum by going lamala masara, is there going to be a concern of leaving your tchum or not? Says the Gemara. But amid gavoya sara v'rochav arba. If you have a spot that is Amud Asara, that's 10 tefachim tall and 4 tefachim wide, loy tebaylach, there is no question. that since it's an area that's easily traveled on, arasamichtahi, it's considered an extension of the earth. And since it's considered an extension of the earth, even though it's above 10 tefachim, there's no issue. Kita baylach, where's the question? Amad gvaya sara, you indeed have this beam that's 10 tefachim tall, vein arach of arba, but it's not 4 tefachim wide. And since it's not tefachim wide, it's not an area that could be easily traveled. So that's the question. Is there going to be tchumim in such a place or not? Inami, where would the question come up? Says the Gemara, the also the kvitza. If somebody travels by jumping, so if he's traveling by jumping, there is no question that is that going to be a problem? It's above 10 tefachim. Is that going to be an issue? Lishnachrina, another way place we have a question. Besfina, what's going to be an halacha by a boat? So our Gemara clearly teaches us that a place that you could easily travel on, the Gemara spoke about a beam that's 10 tefachim tall and 4 tefachim wide, there is no question there's issa tchumim. So I saw that the Shem Aryeh discusses, he speaks about wagons, but the same halacha would be regarding a car. If you have a wagon or a car that one could easily travel on, the question is that considered, even if we'll say, ain't tchum l'mal miyud, will there be concern of tchum on such an area, said that it's an area that's even traveled on? So the Shem Aryeh says that the Shem Aryeh seems to take the approach that if we hold that there's ain't tchum l'mal miyud, the halacha is that even if you're sitting in a car, but if the car, the wagon, whatever, is l'malam asara tefachim, there is no concern. There, then it doesn't make a difference, and there would be no problem with tchum. Al-Gemara said if you walk comfortably, then even if it's l'malam asara, it's certainly subject to hilchas tchumim. So the Shem Aryeh says there's a difference between walking, which is what the case of Al-Gemara spoke about, versus a situation of traveling, versus a situation of sitting in a car. Tchumim, we speak about an area where you walk. Here we're not speaking about an area where you walk. Here we're talking about an area where you travel, where you sit, where you and you're traveling. And since you sit and you travel, that's not considered the same. Amravosh. So Amravosh wants to bring a raya, Toshma, from our Mishnah. The Mishnah speaks about Maaseh Shebo'o Padrisin. We just spoke about the episode where these Tanoim came from Padrisin, and their boat was traveling, and there was a question of Tchum, but isn't the boat above Tan Tfachim? And that's what the Gemara makes its point. If we'll say there's a din of Tchum, l'mal masara, so we could understand the debate in our Mishnah. That's why we could understand where Bishur and Bekiva want to be Machmer. Eli Amit, if we're going to say that ain't tchumim, that there's in general no concern of tchumim in an area that's lamalam asara, so why would they want to be machmer? Am I rotsu? Answers the Gemara, that question can be resolved. K'rama Rava, as Rava explained, malachas berkak. We're speaking about an area which is not that deep, and since it's not that deep, then the it's not ten tefachim above the ground. The question is, when the Gemara says, the question that the Paiskim discuss is, what do we mean when we say l'malam asara on a boat? The Rif says, as long as the water is 10 tefachim deep, it's considered l'malam asara. And even if part of the boat is in the water, so there isn't 10 tefachim from the bottom of the water to the bottom of the boat, the halacha is that it's considered that this 10 tefachim, it's above 10 tefachim. The Yireim disagrees. And the Yireim says that the mokum, anything that's within the water, is considered l'mal masara. But he does say it's not considered in the asara. It would take away from the asara. But he does say, let's say the bottom of the boat is in the water. So that takes away from the depth. But you're not sitting at the bottom of the boat. You're sitting on the deck. And from where you're sitting on the deck to the bottom of the ocean or water, whatever you're traveling on, there's 10 tefachim, that's considered 10 tefachim. The Gaon Yaakov has a different approach. He says, when we speak about chumim, we look at the ground. And we look, what is the space between you and the ground to make that determination? So Gemara is still discussing this situation. What is the halacha about chumim l'malam yod? So says the Gemara, Toshma pamach l'nichsu l'mamal ad shechesheicha. One time, they did not arrive until it was night. So yeah, b'shlama, and now the question was, can they disembark? So again, thanks to Gemara's point. Yeah, b'shlama, yesh tchumim. If we're going to say this tchumim in an area which is l'malam asara, shapa, we could understand their quandary. Eli amrit ein tchumim, if we're going to say that even below 10 tfachim, if there's no tchumim when it's l'malam miyod, so what was their question? What's the point if they were within the tchum of the port or not? They were l'mal miyud. Says the Gemara, the same teretz. Amar Rava b'malachas rekak. Says the Gemara, Toshma, Hanishev Shmatza. The Gemara, in Masech Techulin, Daf Mem Beis Amid Beis, speaks about seven types of treifus that disqualify an animal. And the shir about, the lecture about that Sugya was it's Amri Bitsafra Bishapsa Kamader of Chizdabi Sura. The Shir this halacha was spoken in the morning in the city of Sura, or Bahari Panya Shabasa in the afternoon it was discussed Kamader Rava Bapabadisa. Now the question is, Manam Rinu, who said it? Lav Eliyahu Amrinu. It must have been Eliyahu. And don't we see that he went, how did he get such a distance from Sur to Pambadisa? Alma ain't tchumim l'malam asara. There is no problem of tchumim above asara, because if there were, how did Eliyahu traverse this area? Says the Gemara, it wasn't said by Eliyahu. Eliyahu, of course, would not violate the halachas of tchumim. Dilma Yosef, Shadim Renan, Yosef, who was a shed, he was the one who said it, and Shadim don't fulfill the mitzvahs. But it isn't a compelling proof that it was done properly, because Yosef Shade is not Mekayim the mitzvahs. So here we see that Eliyahu Hanavi is Mekayim the mitzvahs. And that's the Gemara wanted to bring a raya from Eliyahu Hanavi's behavior to our question if this tchum l'mal mesorah or not. So the Chasam Sofer asks, we know that Eliyahu Hanavi comes to every bris that takes place on Shabbos all around the world. So certainly there's a question of tchum. We know that Eliyahu Hanavi comes to all the Siddurim. Certainly all the Siddurim take place all around the world. So how do we understand? Our Gemara says that Eliyahu Hanavi fulfills the mitzvahs. How do we understand that behavior with our Gemara saying, with Eliyahu Hanavi? So the Chasam Sofer says that whenever we speak about Eliyahu Hanavi, we have to speak about him in two different ways. He says, one way we look at him is when he appears as a human being. When Eliyahu Hanavi appears as a human being, he fulfills all of the halachas. But when he follows the halacha, and if Eliyahu Hanavi is traveling, he travels only in a way that the halacha would allow him to travel. But says the Chasam Sofer, when Eliyahu Hanavi does not reveal himself as a human being, when Eliyahu Hanavi comes to a bris, or when Eliyahu Hanavi comes to our Siddurim, he doesn't reveal himself as a human being. When Eliyahu Hanavi does not reveal himself as a human being, says the Chasam Sofer, then he's not obligated to follow the halachas. And he says, very interestingly, he says that the Gemara says, Tishbi, many times the Gemara says, Teiku. The Gemara has a question, the Gemara can't resolve it. And the Gemara says, Teiku. And we know that Teiku stands for Tishbi Yitaritz Kushvis V'Abayis. But we know, says the Chasam Sofer, that the rule is Loi B'Shemayim Hi. The Torah is not by Shemayim. So how can we say that Eliyahu HaNavi is the one that can answer the questions. But according, says the Chasam Sofer, the matter is how Eliyahu HaNavi reveals himself. If he reveals himself as a human being, so he has the din of a human being, and he has to follow all of the halacha, and he also could pass in shilas. If he doesn't reveal himself that way, then he doesn't. Toshma, so says the Gemara, there's a brisa. So we still have the question, is the tchum l'mal mesor or not? Says the Gemara, Toshma, somebody says, hareni nozer b'yoyim sheben David bo. If somebody says, I'm going to be a nozer on the day that Mashiach arrives, mutalish tashayim b'shabbosis b'yom tovim. He's allowed to drink wine on Shabbos and Yontif, but during the week, he can't drink wine because he has to be concerned that Mashiach Halvai is coming today. So Tosfos, the very mask of Osir, immediately asks a question. Just like the Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Chof Beis Amud Beis teaches us, the Kahanim may drink wine, even though there's a concern that the Beis HaMikdash may come down, and they're not allowed to do the Avodah when they Shesui Yayin, when they drank wine. So he says, because the Gemara says, we don't need to be concerned that all of a sudden Mashiach is coming. So why, in our Gemara, are we concerned that Mashiach is coming? So he says that there's no issa to drink wine. Because even if Mashiach comes suddenly, the avodah could be done by another kohen, or this kohen could take a rest, and then he'll be able to do the avodah. Here, if this person is a nazir, then he's over an avera if he's drinking wine. Another teretz, he gives a coin to Rabbi Natan. He says this person, his naziris wasn't that I'm becoming a nazir the day Mashiach comes. His naziris was that any day which is a day that Mashiach can come, that's the day that I'm a nazir. And that's why we have to analyze what is the day Mashiach could come and what is the day that he can't. The Tosfos Rosh gives a different pshat. He says, there's a cloud throughout Shas. We can't make a gzera that the tzibur can't fulfill. So to make a rule that a kohen can never drink wine on the outside chance if Mashiach, when Eliyahu HaNavi is coming, that is too much to do. But to say to this person who voluntarily accepted upon himself to be a nazir, you should take keep it. And the same, the Chasam Sofer I saw says in the Tshuvas Deichelik Vav Simen Tzadiches, nobody asked this person that he should become a nazir. By him accepting upon himself the naziris, that's why it's treated differently. Ask the Tori Evan that the Gemara in Masechet Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis has a debate: when will Mashiach come, in Nisan or Tishrei? So ask the Tori Evan, why is the Gemara saying that? Why is the Gemara having discussion about the entire year? Mashiach is only coming in Nisan and Tishrei. So the Tori Evan answers that when we speak about Mashiach, there are two times when Mashiach could come. There's one, Be'ita. There's a specific time that Mashiach is supposed to come. Be'ita, it's time. And there's another time called Achishena, where Kodesh Baruch Hu will bring it suddenly. And the Gemara explains there that Nisan or Tishrei is Be'itoi. That's the time. And if Klai Yisrael are not worthy, Mashiach will have to come at the predestined time. But our Gemara is speaking about a situation where Klai Yisrael, Halavai, B'mheir, B'yameinu, become worthy of the of Mashiach coming, and then there's no specific time. Every time, any time is its man. Another pshat that he suggests, as our Gemara is going to teach, there are days of the week where Mashiach doesn't come. The Gemara will mention a number of such days. Says the Tori Evan, that's only when Mashiach is coming be'ito. That's only if it comes b'achishena. So there are certain days that Mashiach can't come. However, explains the Tori Evan, that when Mashiach will come in Tishrei or Nisan, in Tishrei and Nisan, all these restrictions fall away. And any day during those months, Mashiach could reveal itself. So now the Gemara makes its point. Yeah, Bishlomi, if we're going to say, Yesh Tchumim, that there's Tchumim even above 10 Tfachim, so we could understand, Hayne Shabbos Yom Tov Mutar. Why Shabbos Yontov? We don't have to be worried that Mashiach is going to come, because Mashiach certainly will not violate Hilchas Tchumim. Eli Amrit Ein Tchumim, that there's no Tchumim L'malam Yassara, B'Shavos Yom Tov Amai Mutar, there's no, why is it Mutar? Mashiach will come L'malam Yassara. Answers the Gemara, Shani Hasim, there's a different reason there, why Mashiach doesn't come on Shabbos. Damakra, the Pasuk says, Hinei Noichi Shaleich Lehem, Eliyah Anavi, V'Halei Asa Eliyah Me'esmael, Lifnei B'Yoy Yom Hashem HaGol V'Noir, the day before Mashiach will come, and since Mashiach didn't come the day before, on Friday, we know that it didn't come on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, if Mashiach's coming is always going to be known to us by a day before, by Eliyahu Navi bringing us that wonderful news, so then why are we saying that during the weekday we have a problem? Ihachi b'chayol, even during the week, kol yoyim v'yoyim nami lishteri, every day we should be, this person should be allowed to drink wine. Dolos Eliyahu Mesmoil, because we know Eliyahu didn't come yesterday, so isn't that an indication that he's not coming today? Elo, what's the reason we say that? Because I'm meaning, we say the Beznag Gadol Esor, maybe Mashiach did come, he came to the Beznag Gadol, and we just don't know about it. And I saw interesting from the Yavetz says that because of that, if you live in a place near the Beznag Gadol, or I presume he would say the same, if you live in the world that we live in now, where news is instantaneous, we don't have to worry that you don't know about it. Hachinami, so if in Shabbos, Leim LeBeznag Gadol, so maybe it came the day before, on Friday, and since it came on Friday, that's why we don't have to start the Nazirus in Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Klam Muftach Lanu Yisrael, we don't have to be concerned that it came on Friday. Why don't we have to be concerned that it didn't come on Friday? We know for sure, Shein Eliyahu bo loy ba'arav Shabbos for loy ba'arav Yom Tovim. Eliyahu Navi will not come to reveal himself, not on Friday, nor on Erev Yontif, Mevnei HaTorach. People have to get ready for Shabbos. And since people have to get ready for Shabbos, Mashiach won't come. So I saw a very powerful word from the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav says, let's understand this Gemara. This Gemara is teaching us that Eliyahu Navi won't come on Friday with Nea Tairach. Eliyahu Navi, if there's an Issa Tchumim, won't come in violation of Issa Tchumim. So ask the Brisker Rav, we're all waiting so desperately for Mashiach. So the Issa D'Rabbanan of an Issa D'Rabbanan is what's going to hold back of Tchumim, is going to hold back Eliyahu Navi. Or Toirich is even a bigger question. Women are busy on Friday. It's true, everybody's busy on Friday getting ready for Shabbos. But is that a reason that Eliyahu Navi should not reveal himself? Said the Brisker Rav, as much as we're waiting for Mashiach, and as important as it is that we should already be Zoicha, the Mashiach should come, never at the expense of doing something that is against the halacha. So if the halacha says that you're not supposed to travel above there's a problem of tchum, Mashiach can't come if it will involve violating halacha. If Friday is a day, Erev Yontov are days where we're supposed to be preparing for Shabbos, Eliyahu Navi can't come in a way that will cause a violation of those halachas. So here we see a new concept that on Friday, Eliyahu Navi will not reveal himself because there's a concern of Nea Tairach. People are busy on Friday getting ready for Shabbos. So the Cheshuki Chemed discusses a very interesting discussion. He says that there's a woman who wants to be very helpful and go do mitzvahs on Friday, go to the hospital and bring Shabbos candles to patients who are in the hospital or other things. Obviously, we're not talking about food that they absolutely need for us to live. We're just talking about different things to be makarv to bring them closer. Should they do it or not? So on one hand, it seems that our Gemara says the primary obligation that we should be thinking about on Friday is getting ready for Shabbos. Eliyahu HaNavi is not coming because he doesn't want to disturb us. Certainly, nobody should do anything else besides getting ready for Shabbos. But he says, that's, he says, what he would think based on what he would think would be the right approach based on what we just learned in the Gemara. But he says, he asked Reb Chaim Kamenetsky Shlita this question. He says, you can't bring a raya from Eliyahu HaNavi. He says, because as much as, of course, we want Mashiach to come, and we want Mashiach to come on as soon as possible, but if Mashiach won't come on Friday, Mashiach could come on Sunday. But this woman who we're trying to be makariv, we're trying to make feel good, and Erev Shabbos is the day that we could bring her Shabbos candles. Friday is not an option for such a woman. So there we don't have the answer, well, we should not do it because Friday we should be preparing for Shabbos. So now we see the reason we didn't hear on a regular day, Eliyahu HaNavi might have come the day before, but on Erev Shabbos he'll never come because he doesn't want to stop us from preparing for Shabbos. Ask the Rashba, but maybe Eliyahu HaNavi came on Thursday and Mashiach came on Friday, and that's why we don't know. So he says that neither comes on Friday. And that's what the Gemara wants to say. So if Eliyahu doesn't come on Friday, Mashiach nami lasa. So Mashiach doesn't come on Friday either. So this nazir should never have to start on Friday. So says the Gemara, Eliyahu lasi. Eliyahu indeed doesn't ever come on a Friday. Mashiach asi. Mashiach does come on Friday. Why? The kivin d'asa Mashiach. As soon as Mashiach will come, the issue that we have to be busy preparing for Shabbos falls away. Because haka avodah mein Yisrael. When Mashiach comes, meher b'meinu, everybody will serve Klal Yisrael. And since everybody at that time will be serving Klal Yisrael, we don't have a concern that they can't be prepared for Shabbos. Says the Gemara, but b'chabish ablishtri, they shouldn't start the Naziris on Sunday. Liv shimenei, the fact that we do have that concern, ain't tchumim, that there's no tchum above 10 tfachim. Because yesh tchumim, if there are tchumim, so Eliyahu HaNavi cannot come on Shabbos. B'chad b'shabbos lishtri. The loy os Eliyahu b'shabbos. Because we'll know for sure that Eliyahu didn't come on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, you're right. Hai tana sfukim sakalei. This tana wasn't quite certain. Im yesh tchumim. Is there a concern of tchumim l'mal masara or ain't tchumim? Is there no concern of tchumim l'mal masara? And therefore, he went l'chumra, and he said, we need to be concerned that there maybe is no tchumim l'mal masara. And since there's no tchumim l'mal masara, then maybe Eliyahu will show up on Shabbos, and that's why we have to be machma. But ask the Gemara. This person who accepted upon himself the Naziris, when Mashiach comes, the Amos the Kanada, when did he exactly make the nether? Ilema the Nada Bechol, that he made a nether during the week. So how could he drink wine on Shabbos? Kiva the Chalalei Naziris, since the weekday day started Naziris, so Heichi Asa Shabbos or Mafkalei, how could Shabbos come and let him drink wine because Mashiach didn't come? Like we just learned, Rashi says, Eliyahu HaNavi may come Thursday and Friday, and you don't know about it, and therefore he should be usher to drink wine. Or another way of learning, that once he became, this is the simpler way of learning, that once he became a Nazir, so even though Mashiach didn't come, he has to continue his Naziris. Says the Gemara, the case that we're referring to is the Kai B'Shapsa. He's making the nether, or b'yontif, or he's standing in yontif kanader, and since for who yoyim the sharlei, all he meant was that can't be the day that the naziris commences. Why could that not be the day that the naziris commences? Because since we know that Eliyahu HaNavi won't come that day. So therefore, we know that that day he doesn't have to start the Naziris. Mikan ve'eluch, from Sunday and on, as we explained, he would have to keep the Naziris. So the Ramah says, in Or Chaim Simreis Tzadikei, that the minig is that on Motzei Shabbos, we say, we mention Eliyahu HaNavi. Why do we mention Eliyahu HaNavi Motzei Shabbos? Explains the Magen Avraham. Because on the side, on the possibility that Eliyahu HaNavi doesn't come on Shabbos, because there is Issa Tchum, even Lamala Miasara. So we say on Motzei Shabbos, yes, till now, unfortunately, Eliyahu HaNavi could not come because of the problem of Tchum. But now Shabbos is over. If Shabbos is over, so then now please Eliyahu HaNavi come. But ask the Bach, if that's the case, so we shouldn't just limit our mentioning Eliyahu HaNavi on Motzei Shabbos, we should also mention Eliyahu HaNavi on Motzei Yontif. So he says that the reason we don't mention Eliyahu HaNavi on Motzei Yontif is because of us Jews and Chutz La'aretz. We who keep Yontif Sheni, as we discussed previously in the previous parak, who keep Yontif Sheni. So we keep Yontif Sheni. If Motzei Yontif Rishon, we're going to mention Eliyahu HaNavi, people will say, it's a raya that this day, the second day Yontif, is not really Yontif. And since we're concerned that people are going to take that approach, we don't want anybody to be mezalzel, not to treat Yontif Sheni properly, and that's why we don't mention him on Motzei Yontif. The Eliyahu Rabbah gives a different explanation. He says that the Medrash says that every Motzei Shabbos, Eliyahu HaNavi enters Gan Eden, and he sits under the Eitz HaChaim, fantastic, and he writes down the Zchuseim Sheyisrael. And therefore, since Eliyahu HaNavi is such a prominent player, Motzei Shabbos, we mention him Motzei Shabbos. The Avodram says a different pshat. The Avodram says that the Gemara says that one of the things that Eliyahu HaNavi will do, Bemheir B'Yameinu, when he reveals himself, is he's going to separate between those who are apostle, those who are not full-fledged Jews, and those who are full-fledged Jews. So says the Avodram, just like on Motzei Shabbos we make Havdalah, we say Hamavdu ben Kodesh l'chol, ben Or l'choshech, ben Yom Shabbos l'shesh Shimei Yemas. So we separate, we say that all the Havdalahs, Eliyahu HaNavi is a prominent player when we speak about making separation. The Levush says, mentioning Eliyahu HaNavi on Motzei Shabbos is a skula against Shicha, that you won't forget thing, v'shiat sliach, b'chol d'rochov, that you will be successful in everything that you do. That's what the Avodram says. Beautiful pshat. So here we had a discussion, if there's tchum l'malam asara or there aren't tchum l'malam asara. And we see that the Gemara itself is taking the approach, since we don't know, we ought to be machmer. So this is the basis for, we know that the minig is that we're not mekadosh levona on Shabbos and Yontif. The reason we're not mekadosh, the Maril says this minig, and the Bach explains in the name of the Aguda that the reason we don't say kiddush levona on Shabbos is because the moon obviously is lemala miasara, and we need to be concerned that yesh tchumim lemala miasara. And since we have to be concerned that there's tchumim lemala miasara, so therefore we don't want to go out to greet the moon, which is, so to speak, going outside of a tchum. However, the Shalos HaTshuva Shvus Yaakov, Chelek Aleph Simen Yud Beis, obviously asked the obvious question. We're not going out to the moon, we're just going out and looking at the moon. We're not walking towards the moon. So why does that have anything to do with what we're discussing in our shir? And therefore, he paskins, and this is the psak that everybody agrees, that if it's the last day to Mekadosh Levona, this could come on Sukkot or Pesach, and one has not had the ability to be Mekadosh Levona, the moon wasn't clear, even if it's Yontif, he says, the Magen Avraham, the Ramah, quotes the Maril in Simon Tuf Chavov Sif Beis, and the Magen Avraham over there in Sif Katan Zayin says that if it's the last day, the halacha is you could be Mekel. The Sharetzin is another reason why we're not Mekadosh Levana on Shabbos, because the minig is to dance when we're Mekadosh Levana, and on Shabbos, the halacha is that we're not allowed to dance. But that's problematic because many people do dance when it's a Simcha Shel Mitzvah, and therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says that certainly if they were not Mekadosh Levana, and if they're going to wait past Shabbos or Yontif, then the halacha is you can be Mekadosh in Shabbos or Yontif, and even you should do it B'yachid, do what you need to do to Mekadosh Levana properly and not lose the Zman. Continues the Gemara. We said in the Mishnah, Pamachas L'Nichas L'Mo, one time they didn't reach the port, and they asked Gamaliel, can we get there or not? And he said, I have a way of telling that we were within the Tchum before, by Ben HaShemashas. Tanish Feveres Hayelah Rabbi Gamaliel. Rabbi Gamaliel had a telescope, a hollow tube, Shoyah Mabit Bo, V'Tzoy Fibo. He used to look through that tube, and he could see Abayim Amma B'Yabasha, 2,000 Amma on dry land, or connect the Alpayim B'Yam, and the same by the sea. The way I saw the Mefarshim explain this is that he knew that this telescope, that if he looks into this telescope, he could see exactly, his eye will be able to see to a spot of 2,000 Amma. So if he could see the port, he knows it's within 2,000 Amma. If he can't see it, it's a proof that it's past that point. Continues the Gemara. I write to lay the Gama Unka Shalgei. Somebody wants to know the depth of a valley. Maybe Shferis or Mabit Bar. Bring a tube and look through it. V'yei the Gama Unka Shalgei. Meaning, similar pshat to what we just learned. You'll bring this tube and you'll know that this tube could see this distance and you'll be able to tell what is the depth of the pit, of this valley. He wants to know what is the height of a very tall palm tree, difficult to climb up. He could measure himself, and then he should also measure the shade that this tree makes. He should also measure the shade that he makes. In other words, if he'll know that I'm standing at this spot, at this place, at this right by the tree at this time, he'll see the shade is whatever length, longer or shorter than he is. He'll be able to know the ratio of his real height to the shade, and then he'll be able to know the ratio of the height of the tree to the shade. Says the Gemara further, it was very common as it got hot that animals would go near the kfarim. And of course, that's something that we want to avoid. What should you do? Noitz kana ba'arba shos b'yoyim. Take a pole and stick it next to the crave 4 hours in the day, which, as the Rishonim explained, that's when it gets hot. And that's when the animals want to get to the shade. V'yir la'hechet tzilaynet. And look in which direction the shade goes. Mashpiv oil, mashpiv yared. And make the kever on a slant. And since he'll make it on a slant, there wouldn't be any shade. So the time when the shade comes, there wouldn't be shade by a kever. And if there wouldn't be shade by a kever, the animal won't go there. So the Mefarshim explained why only one side. Because once the animal is not comfortable on one side, he's just going to leave this place and go elsewhere.